Question 22. Researchers Brown and McNeil assembled a group of students and read them out definitions of relatively uncommon words. For example, when the target word was sextant, the students heard the definition, a navigational instrument used in measuring angular distances, especially the altitude of sun, moon, and stars at sea. Some of the students recognized the right word immediately, but others went into a tip-of-the-tongue state. They felt they were on the verge of getting the word, but not quite there. In this state, the researchers asked them to fill in a questionnaire about their mental search. To their surprise, they found that the students could provide quite a lot of information about the elusive missing name. Sometimes the information was semantic, and sometimes it was phonetic. For example, in response to the definition of sextant, several students provided the similar meaning words compass and protractor, and others remembered that it had two syllables and began with an S, and made guesses such as secant, sexton, or sextet.